Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for waiting. Be welcome to the audio conference from Paraná Sanitation Company in order to disclose the results from the third quarter of 2018. This presentation can contain future considerations regarding the perspectives of the businesses, operating results and estimates, and the perspectives of growth of Sanepar. These are only projections, and as such, they are exclusively based on the expectations of the company of Sanepar regarding the future businesses and the continuous access to capitals in order to fund the business plan of the company. Future considerations are not development assurance. Such considerations depend substantially on changes of the conditions of the market, governmental laws, development of the industry, and the Brazilian economics, and other factors. Besides the risks presented in the documents filed by Sanepar, they are therefore subject to changes without further notice. We are going to just listen to the presentation. After the end of the presentation, we're going to start the Q&A session, limited to 30 minutes. In order to start, we are going to pass the floor to the Financial Director and Investor Relations, Paulo Rogério Bragança.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for taking part to be here with us in this audio conference. The manager, Abel, Neura, our Adjunct Director, Jacques, the Accounting Director, Ozones, and our Investor Relations team. We are going to start now a summary of the presentation of the third quarter and the accumulated of the last 9 months. We are going to start with the highlights of this period. We had a growth in net income in the third quarter of 3.6% and accumulated of 7.7%. The growth of EBITDA margin grew from 35.2% in the accumulated of the period of last year to 38.1%. The net profit passed from 7.6% compared to the accumulated of 17% the last year. For the first time, Sanepar was awarded the highlight of the best accounting statement of 2017. This is an award given by ANEFAC of the category of companies with a net income of up to 5 billion reais. This was disclosed also in the newspaper Valor Econômico. And regarding operating results, regarding water, when compared to September of 18 and 17, we had a small drop of 0.9% of variation. We're going to explain afterwards. A default of 1.1, and our target is 0.4. In terms of losses of the company, 233 compared to 232 net. The prior one was 233.3. Regarding volume, the variation detected by the company, we analyzed the accumulated for the period, and we have already told you in other audio conferences. In the first quarter, we had weather conditions which interfered. In the first quarter, especially in January, February, we had an increase in the precipitation number and a drop in the temperature in the average of 2 degrees. In September, when we compared to the same period of last year, we had a drop. And in September 17, it was atypical. It was a period when we had a lot of draw and not enough rainfall. We forward you a graphic from the National Institute of Meteorology where we could identify that. If you consider the state of Paraná regarding average temperature, in September of 2017, we see that it reaches the maximum level of temperature. When compared to 2018, we see that the same region in the eastern, western region of the state still keeps this high temperature. The other regions have a lower temperature compared to last year. Regarding precipitation, in 2017, when we look in the map of Paraná, it was really dry and extremely dry. Therefore, the consumption of water is much higher. And the opposite took place now in September 2018. When you pay attention to the map, you see some regions which had a lot of rain and then changed to normal to rainy. So the company analyzed that this took place, and therefore we had less consumption of water compared to last year. Going to the financial performance of the company, we are according with all covenants we have been agreed with the banks. In EBITDA, we of higher than 31%, we have indebtedness in 2018, a ROIC of 11.7 and ROI of 13.8. In net variation, we have 7.7% and EBITDA, we moved to 1.77 in a variation of a small percentage, and in the net income we have impact on EBITDA, the variation was 2.9 compared to the accumulated of 2017. And now I'd like to observe that if you compare 2017 and 2016, the variation was much higher than 12.5. And we see the work the company has been intensifying, especially when we are connecting the X factor of the company, considering the implementation of our regulatory process. We see reflexes in the company in search of cost reductions. In terms of cash generation and EBITDA, we have a variation of negative 3.2% when you have some provisions we are going to detail later. We have a leverage of 1.6% considering a covenant of 3.0. We had a CapEx, a variation of 33.5%. The previous variation was of 6.5%, so we are having more investments in the company this year for us also to be able to obtain what we didn't have in the previous period. When we talk about expenses and costs, we are going to talk about the quarter, and after we talk about the accumulated of the period. So our net income varied in 3.6%. We have a tariff variation, and we have an impact of the reduction of 1.8 regarding the first quarter of 2017, as we mentioned. In terms of provisioning of profit participation, this year we decided to make it on a quarterly basis, but we still have the period of last year that we're still provisioning this year. So you see that in the beginning of the first quarter, we have the complement of the PPR of 40 million and the provision for the third quarter of 12.3. And from January on, this complement is not going to take place anymore. So from 2019 on, all third quarter is going to be provisioned. And as it happened last year, we used to notice that the implementation of this PPR was really strong in the last quarter. Since we started provisioning every quarter, in the last quarter, the impact is not going to be as high as compared to last year. Talking about the general accounts and taxes, we had two main accounts, which was a compensation paid to Tajui Consultora in an amount of 5 million. And the municipal fund of sanitation, now we start having the municipality of Curitiba, which is 2% of the revenue, after renewing the agreement with the municipality of Curitiba. We had a monetary correction of a part of billion reais, so we have a regulatory mark of the leasing and on the shore, and we have the monetary adjustment of 25 billion. In other, we have an increase in 8.5 billion in depreciations and amortizations due to the entry of products and reversion in 18 billion million, sorry. In the accumulated of these accounts, you see that we have a positive variation of 7.7, the cost of personnel of 5.1, that due in a great deal to the pension plan implemented in the company. We have the complement of PPR 40 million and their provision accumulated for the years of 53 for the year. We have a variation of 6.6%, and now we highlight some accounts in terms of surveillance, adjustments of accounts of 5.30, increase of surveillance in some areas where new treatment stations were implemented. In terms of contribution, it was allowed due to alternative sources. And in terms of maintenance of network, which are third parties, the adjustment was of about 5%. We have the inclusion of new places inside this part of the agreement. In terms of removal of waste and sewage, we had new agreements and adjustments, which has related to adjustment of 13%. We have new stations of treatment, 9 of them, and that agreement we made with IBAMA of removing waste from the treatment stations and mud, which had an impact in this account of removal of waste. In terms of general accounts, we also include the accumulated text of regulations paid by GEPAR. Regarding monetary adjustment of, we had in the first quarter of 2018, 17.4 million, in the third quarter, 26.5, as we have already mentioned. A surplus of an amount of amortizations and the fine to IBAMA. We have also non-recurrent table comparing all the quarters and accumulated. We have 2018 and 2017 regarding the first quarter. We have PAI and PDV in the first quarter of 30, PPR in the third quarter of 18. We have in compensation of third parties in a variation of leasing and taxes as well. And we bring to the accumulated, we have a PAI and PDV. In the accumulated of 2017 of 45, the accumulated of 2018. The participation of PPR in the provision of 53 and accumulated of 2018, the regulation tax of 5, the actions of Maringá, the agreement with IBAMA in 2018 in the amount of 18, a compensation to third parties of 16, the monetary adjustments of 43. When we close these non-recurrent items, as disclosed, the net profit was 572. If you didn't have these non-recurrent items, it would be 708. And the EBITDA margin of 38.1 would be higher than that. This is the main numbers I'd like to give you. We are open to all questions. I'd like to remind you that is here the Director of Operations, Pato Alberto, our Commercial Director, Mário Celso Cunha. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start the Q&A session. They are going to take place only by phone. In order to ask a question, please press asterisk 9. Our first question comes from Lady Carolina Carneiro from Credit Suisse. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for the call. I have two questions. First is regarding the investments, the accumulated investments up to now in the 9 months of 2018. You mentioned the results of about 750 million reais that we have accumulated. I just like to compare of what we have on the expectations. That would be about 1,200,000,000. So for the 9 months, maybe if you analyze that what we've been doing right now, maybe you are going to be below this. I just like to make sure I understood it correctly. Maybe you are going to close the year with an investment a bit below. And this would be my first question, if I'm correct or not. If you expect an acceleration in the works in order to get closer to the number. And the second question is more to understand a little bit better these non-recurrent items that are used in the table of the adjustments. There would be compensation to third-party damages in case Itajuí Engenharia. I'd like to understand if there's any other cause, any other claim ongoing that we have to pay attention to, or if this is maybe the main cause to be discussed with providers, or with constructing companies, engineering companies, which we should pay attention to for the next quarter, for us not to have any kind of surprise similar to that. Okay, first question regarding the works. The company is doing a lot of work in order to comply with what was provided in the business plans of the company. Of course, if you compare and make the projection, we are going to be below the expected. But the company is working on it in order to comply what was planned, intensifying the works in the fourth quarter. Regarding our second question regarding Itajuí, what we have in terms of lawsuits of these companies, especially constructing companies, there's already provisioning of the companies provided in the balance sheets. Of course, if we have new cases, if you receive a service on this, we are going to inform you. We are going to let you know about it. Don't worry. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Mr. Marcelo Gonçalves. Good morning. My question is regarding the participation of results that we have 53 million in this quarter. And if you look the 9 months and compare to the previous one, the participation of results is much higher than the history that you have. I'd like you to explain why this number in the participation of results. Marcelo, okay, the participation of results, it was a request from the minority board, and from this year we are going to make the provisions on a quarterly basis. So what happened before? We do the provisioning and we'd have the accumulated as it was said here in this quarter, this complement that we would do. Regarding the quarter, if you use on a quarterly basis what we have, it's according with our history. The difference in this quarter is specifically this complement compared to the previous years. So from January on, from 2019, we are going to provide it on a quarterly basis. And we're not going to have this supplementary part that we had here. Since this year is a transition one, because we used to do to what we are doing now, we have this overlapping of these two entries of participation of profit. Yes, but since the beginning of that year, you have 18 million in the first quarter, 24 in the second quarter of 2018, and now 53 million in the third quarter. So what I observed is that it was already being done on a quarterly basis, right? Yes. But if you considered only the quarter, if you didn't have this additional 40 million of complementary part, if you just compare it to the first and the first and first, second and third, you'd see that this third one would be of 13 million. And this 40 million is about what? Can you repeat again, please? This is regarding the participation of the results of last year, as we have provided on a balance sheet. What you provided regarding last year, you are paying this year, right? Yes. Okay, I got it. Thank you. Welcome. Next question comes from Bruno Arruda from Bradesco BBI. Good morning, everyone. Congratulations for the result. My question is regarding the adjustments to non-manageable items. You placed in the item here that shows 57 million of non-manageable items for the last 9 months accumulated for the year. I'd like to know what would be the amount for this quarter. What would be the number for this quarter regarding this item? Non-manageable items for the third quarter. Yes, exactly. Because on page 12, we see here an aggregated for the year of 57 million reais. And the client doesn't have the half year results. So a suggestion maybe would be to do it on a quarterly basis as well. Okay, so just to contextualize you, regarding this table that we have here. Yesterday, during the presentation of the results on the board, we accepted the suggestion as it is done in other companies. So during the day, we've been working to create this table for you to receive it for the press release. But since we are going to have a pro forma disclosure, because we still depend on that issue of the regulatory part. The last information that we have from GEPAR, they closed the process, and now they have two options, to make request for proposal or to have partnerships with universities, not only in the regulatory accounting, but also regarding GEPAR, regarding their work. So the last information we have is in this regard. For us to disclose without being pro forma, we need this regulatory provision. But for us to ask the request from the director, we have this table from the EBITDA, especially from the non-manageable items from part A, which is equal to 1.2, and a margin of 39.9 of no recurrent items. So this is what we had yesterday with this request. But this is a pro forma issue. While GEPAR does not hire, disclose, and we do not close this regulatory accounting, in the last quarters, we will still be showing this pro forma table with more updates. We are going to accept your suggestions as well and from other companies. We have already instructed people from our team to, even being a pro forma, to try to find the best presentation as possible for you, for us to show you in the next presentations. Thank you very much. Yes, and I would say that this would be really good for us to analyze if you could disclose it in this way, for us to analyze the EBITDA and to sum this item. If you allow me, I'd like to ask a second question. When is this going to be disclosed? When the adjustment, tariff adjustment is going to be implemented next year? Well, as it was agreed this year and agreed with GEPAR, the expected date is 7th of May. This is the date to be announced on, to be done on June 17th. Well, actually, this is the application. It's announced 1 month before. Okay, great. It's announced on April to be applied in May, as it was done this year. Okay, thank you very much. Bruno, just to complement your question, we had this pro forma just regarding the third quarter, okay? The accumulated, okay? These are the 9 months of 2018, 57 million. Yes, this is the accumulated. But we did it only of the third quarter, non-recurrent of the part A. Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to remind you that in order to ask a question or to comment, please press asterisk 9. Our next question is from André from Azinto Capital. Good morning. Thank you very much for the call. A question regarding PPR. It was contabilized 57 billion. 53 billion, but in non-recurrent items, it's 12.3 billion, million. Wouldn't be the contrary, the non-recurrent be 40.7 billion, and 12.3 million be the recurrent part of PPR? Thank you. Good morning. Just to clarify, this complement of PPR on July, it happened as well last year. That's why it's an item we did not consider as non-recurrent. Last year happened that. Of course, if you compare both amounts paid, they are different. But it's not significant to be included as a non-recurrent item. So that's why we considered the recurrent item only in this provision on a quarterly basis, which did not exist last year. Okay, thank you. Our next question comes from Marcelo Gonçalves from Expositos. Hi, I'd just like to clarify one part because I arrived a little bit late in the call. The monetary adjustment of mercantile financing of 6 million you used as non-recurrent. To what is that related, and how recurrent is that from now on? Good morning, Abel. Speaking here. This was made in four stages. The three before them were already completed, and the fourth one was delivered now in August. So what happens? The budget reference of this work dates from July 12, 2012. So since the work is done, there's no recurrence. Since it's the last one, from now on, basically, is going to be a monetary adjustment and payment of interest rate. Okay, I got it. So there's not going to have this variation because the work has already been completed. Yes, from the period when it was not recurrent, it regarded to July 2012 to July 2018. Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying. And now we are going to have annual adjustment, which is the regular one from our agreement. Okay, really clear. Thank you. I'd like to remind you that in order to ask a question or to comment, press asterisk 9. To remind you that in order to ask a question or to make a comment, please press asterisk 9. In order to ask a question or make a comment, press asterisk nine. Our next question comes from Marcelo Bahia from Citis. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to clarify this variation in CVA regarding taxes and increases. You didn't mention the release. I suspect it was regarding from renewal of Curitiba and that environmental agreement that you did this year. Is it correct, or is there any other element I'm not paying attention to? Thank you.
Good morning, Marcelo. Yes, that's exactly it. The issue from Curitiba and IBAMA. And just to understand, today there's no assurance that GEPAR is going to accept these costs at CVA, or did they have already shown they are going to accept this kind of amount in the adjustment of next year?
Marcelo, I think GEPAR is going to accept it because we are providing this in the fund, which goes directly to the part A. When we have a renewal, we have the acceptance of GEPAR. They sign it, the agreement, and the contract is analyzed by them. They are already aware of that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Specifically because of this, that's why we have the expectation of almost sure that we are going this entry. That's why it's going in part A, because it's going through the fund, and the fund is comprised by part A.
Okay. Thank you. Clear.
I'd like to remind you that in order to ask a question, press asterisk nine.
In order to ask a question or make any comment, press asterisk nine.
Just reminding you that in order to ask a question or make any comment, press asterisk nine. Questions or comments, asterisk nine. For questions or comments, press asterisk nine. for questions or comments, asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make any comment, press asterisk 9. Just reminding you that in order to ask a question or make any comment, press asterisk 9. In order to ask a question or make any comment, press asterisk 9. Just reminding you that in order to ask a question or make any comment, press asterisk 9. In order to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. I'd like to remind you that in order to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. If you have any question or would like to make any comment, press asterisk 9. Press asterisk 9 if you want to ask a question or to make any comment.
order to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. Just remind you that in order to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. In order to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. In order to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. Reminding you that in order to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. In order to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. I'd like to remind you that in order to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. If you wanted to ask a question or to make any comment, press asterisk 9. We are now closing our sessions of Q&A. We are going to pass the floor to Mr. Paulo Bragarta Berquistone for the final considerations.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation. Our team is at your disposal to any questions you may have in the future. Thank you very much. Audio conference from Sanepar is closed now. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a great day.